listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace this day from Christ Jesus, who stirs up the power of the Holy Spirit within us and comes to us always in peace. Amen. I don't know about you, but it is getting harder and harder to keep Advent as a community of faith and as a family and even as an individual. It's just getting harder and harder to keep Advent. It's like Christmas just gets better and better at encroaching. Some Christians actually believe that we shouldn't have Advent. We should just get on with a four-week celebration of Christmas that starts at the beginning of December, or even earlier if we like, and just kind of go with the rest of the culture. But the Lutheran family has continued to hold strong on this, or at least try to, and keep Advent, celebrate Advent, this season of waiting. But waiting is a tough thing to do. We might have traumatized our own daughter this week as we were pulling down our Advent decorations. And Katie has a wonderful little nativity set, and so she starts setting up her nativity set. Is she in the nursery right now? Good, okay. We don't need to relive this. She's setting up her nativity set, and she's got the shepherds and the wise men, the camels and the donkeys. Everything is Mary and Joseph there. Where's baby Jesus, she says. Well, it's a family tradition of ours not to put baby Jesus into the nativity set until Christmas Eve. He said, we don't have baby Jesus yet. Baby Jesus will come at Christmas Eve. I want baby Jesus! Where's baby? She has a complete meltdown. At which point Heather looks at me and says, Dan, talk to your father, she says. Talk to your father. We had to explain to her, again, this tradition. We don't put baby Jesus out until Christmas Eve. That all through Advent we wait and we hope and we get excited. We can't just have everything when we want it right now. I think she's actually starting to understand. We showed her the Advent calendar and how we have to count down the days. There's 16 more days now. So I think it is building some excitement, hopefully. She's not traumatized forever with this. But it's, I realize, a discipline that I'm not all that used to either. Waiting. I want what I want when I want it. And I get it, for the most part. No one's going to dictate to me that I need to be patient. Excuse me. No one's going to tell me I'm supposed to wait with hopeful expectation, like we hear in Advent. We want Christmas to be here now in our culture, and so we do. We take it as soon as we want it. So I think right off the bat, because of all the Christmas stuff going on in our culture, it makes it hard to hear the prophet's cry from the wilderness. John the Baptist this day is our text. It has been the text for the second week of Advent, all the way back to the Middle Ages. But it's almost as loud as a whisper. John the Baptist's cry from the wilderness. With all the things that are going on around us, with all the Christmas carols and holiday bells and parties and food and peppermint spiced lattes and incessant advertising and shopping, 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 it almost makes John the Baptist, who we read and hear from again today, seem way out of place. Kind of jolts us a little bit. It's almost like he's kind of a buzzkill to our festivities, talking all crazy out in the wilderness, eating locusts and wild honey. It's like someone unpleasant bursting in on your party. How dare he? We want the baby! But patience is a virtue indeed. And John reminds us of that again this day. John talks in clear and not so clear terms about listening and hoping and expecting and waiting, not rushing off to Bethlehem just yet. Last week I imagined the Sundays in Advent as hilltops, and I used this beautiful new pyramid on the altar, maybe as a visual for you. I mean, I see lots of things when I look at that, but I saw hilltops last week as I was looking at it, in addition to kind of waving water. But I envisioned Advent as hilltops, and maybe the Sundays of Advent might be seen as just these hilltops where we meet one another and we meet these great prophets These words that have been passed down through the ages. We meet Isaiah, and we meet Paul, who is a prophet, and today we meet John the Baptist. They serve as guides on our Advent journey. They point us to the stable down in the valley, still 16 days in the distance. It's a little bit like the difference between driving somewhere and flying. When you drive, you watch the terrain change ever so slowly, even more so when you walk. We as faithful people here at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, part of our greater family, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, and even the wider family of the Church of Jesus Christ on the whole planet Earth, we faithful ones, we're traveling a little bit slower than the rest. The rest of the culture who's boarded the airplane and never looked back, never looked out the window to notice those beautiful Advent hills. And here's what we learned today as we slow down, as we pace ourselves. We learn that this God with us, this Emmanuel, this babe who is laid in the manger, the one we want to put in our stables, is not all peaches and lullabies. He's not all sweet little baby smell. You know that smell of babies that we all love? The smell that we love so much. No, this God come near is also a judge, an arbitrator. John the Baptist tells us he will clear the threshing floor, separating the wheat from the chaff. That's an image that might not resonate for us suburbanites. But many of you know the wheat farmer in the old days used to separate the good wheat from the chaff by forking it all, throwing it up into the air. The chaff would blow away in the wind and the good stuff would come back down. The heavier stuff, the quality wheat. This God with us is searching for substance. That in itself might be good news. The God with us is searching for fruit that's worthy of repentance, in John's words, and later in Jesus' words. In this day and age where there is so much chaff blowing around, so much chaff, by that I mean cheapness or shallowness, emptiness, lightness, like L-I-T-E, and we don't even spell it right. But John the Baptist talks about a God who looks and longs for substance and sustenance, and we find that in this beautiful season of Advent, wholeness and quality, wheat, in other words. And this second Sunday of Advent is a chance for us to sit back, enjoy the journey, don't race to the destination, celebrate the beautiful hills. Hear the prophet callin', which is the title of our cantata tonight. Hear the prophet callin', sit back, take it in. We'll get to Bethlehem eventually. But this Sunday we pause atop this hill with John the Baptist, who teaches us and celebrates with us a God who separates the wheat from the chaff. And not just the good people from the bad people, but also the good in us from the bad in us. Our own emptiness and shallowness when we are honest. God in Christ Jesus forks that, tosses it in the air, and lets the Spirit of God blow away the bad stuff. Separate us out, and we fall back to the floor, and we are gathered into God's granary. Cleared out of all our extra stuff, all of our junk. Advent is a time for refining. I do have to admit that I love cleaning during the Advent season. It might be the only time of year that I like cleaning. But I do love cleaning. I cleaned out the garage yesterday, just separating out all the good stuff from the junk. You know, all the junk and the dirt and the grime that builds up. It's a way for me to kind of embody this season of Advent. It's a way for me to remember that ultimately this is what God does. This is what John the Baptist proclaims. Not he, not you or me, but that God clears away our junk and leaves us with the substance. From this little hilltop, John points us down the road to a tiny town, and an even tinier stable outside that town, where we will head together in these holy weeks to meet again in the silence of the night, this loving and judging wheat farmer God, born to a poor blue-collar family who calls us to live justly, to bear fruits worthy of repentance, this God who separates out our sin and our brokenness, our chaff from our wheat, and who sends us, even now, into the dark valleys of this world to be a light, to share this gospel, this good news with everyone we meet. Sisters and brothers in Christ, God is already with us, and still we wait in peace and hopeful expectation. Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.